rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. It'll never be the same.
Hey, Legs.
Hey, Lizzie. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing grand.
Well, we thought we would just check in on, this is our second week of recording. We recorded 7 episodes last week, and then we're going to record, our plan is to record 5 days a week, and so we'll be posting them a week later. And I thought we could just, I know there were some things that I learned last week, and I proposed that we talk about that, and we try not to talk about things in advance, so when we talk, things can be fresh. And one of the things that I noticed was I consider myself to be pretty aspirational, like be able to be positive and think of things in a positive light. And what I noticed is when I found you doing that, I felt like some fear come up in myself to be kind of like, whoa, like we don't know if we can do that. And I thought that was interesting. I think talking with other people, assuming we have some listeners, it made me see that more in myself. So I just want to let you dream to the sky and just you be you.
Thank you.
And I'm That's hoping really sweet. It'll expand my ideas about what we can do. And I don't want to hold you back is the bottom line.
Thank you. Well, we're both glass.
I don't want to
glass,
hold us back.
You're not. We're both glass half full people. I've just sort of lived my life with it trying to overflow and keeping it in check. And it's not always worked out. But thank you for saying that. That's really sweet. That hasn't always
yeah,
worked
I
out.
Think it was pertaining to some vision about something we were going to do. Oh, like we've talked about having like an event and a festival and
yeah.
this or that.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
We barely have a podcast, but
yeah.
it's all,
but thank
that's
you for
how
saying
things
that.
Start.
Yeah, just a little.
You look cool, by the way.
Thank you. Got my bad brains.
Yeah, bad brains, bad religion.
Yeah.
It was a show, right? It was March 12th in some year. It doesn't say the year.
It was way back when, and the only reason that I have this T-shirt is because back in the day, I can't read upside down, but it was in this like really dumpy place down in L.A., and there's like this punk scene that went between San Francisco and L.A., and this was a place that two of the bands I was in played at. We weren't big, we weren't like not even close to Bad Brains or Bad Religion, what they became, because I was like, well, Bad Brains is my time, but yeah. So it's some like center, I'd have to look at it. Yeah, it's the Ukrainian Cultural Center. So it's pretty, so I
nice.
I got this on Etsy. I said, how do they find this? And back then, everything was posters. And so I think
we'll add that to the checklist to turn our phone
it is,
notifications
it is.
Off before we start.
So everything was done with posters. And there's these amazing people out there that have these punk rock show posters from back in the day, especially from the SoCal area and San Francisco, and they make T-shirts out of them. And there's a lot of people on Etsy that have done a really good job doing it. And so they're out
Very
there
cool.
if you guys are looking for it.
Is there anything that you learned from last week in the pod, just thinking about the week? And
yeah, well, first of all, you're a hard worker. I learned a lot from you. I found that, for all of you out there, you probably figured out if you're listening to our episodes, we live together, we're having a podcast together, you know, we're doing everything together. We're now 95% of our life is together. And, you know, we danced around pretty good last week, I thought. You know, there was, you know, there's always going to be something. We're human beings. But I got up every day excited and looking forward to the day. Nice. And yeah, it was it's nice having purpose. And so, yeah, it was just really, we're finding a balance, but we'll get in the flow. This is brand new for us, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of related to one that I wrote, is that I think living a slow life requires planning and, like, making sure you're on course with it. And I think we were... had a lot, like, it was too much, but we also were launching a podcast and doing some other things. So I think just one of the things we want to do on this podcast is just be honest and open about, you know, how to make sure that is our plan and that we stick with it and take the time off, right? Like, yeah. We didn't yesterday, I weed whacked for an hour and it wasn't really relaxing. And then we rushed for St. Patrick's Day supper, which was really delicious, and Aaron made this wonderful Irish potato dish. But it wasn't relaxing because we were rushing the whole day.
We were both in the kitchen at the same time.
And that was the first time.
Yeah, we danced around really well.
We cook a lot for each other, but that was the first time we were really cooking at the same time.
I joked with you and said, hey Liz, you know, this slow life thing, when is that going to happen for us? I think I said that jokingly to you last year because we were just
probably.
Busy. Yeah, so you're right. It takes mindfulness and it takes thoughtfulness to plan your life out that way. And we're working on it.
The other thing I learned is you're a really great storyteller. So I just was impressed we talk all the time, but I was impressed in your... Hopefully the listeners will agree, or many of them will agree, but I really enjoyed hearing your stories. So
thank you.
That's what I learned.
I grew up with a lot of storytellers, or people around me as storytellers, so maybe it rubbed off, you know. There were some really bizarre people, in a good way, not bizarre in a bad way, but yeah.
And that our transitions need to be a little faster and smoother, and so I will... sending it over to you. What do you have on the punk scene today?
Oh, I got on the punk scene. I got my t-shirt on. I'm representing. So we have talked about that last year, my wonderful partner surprised me one day and said, hey, I know Bad Religion's one of your favorite bands. They're headlining, one of the headliners at Punk Rock Bowling Festival 2023 in Las Vegas. We're going. And of course, after I picked myself up off the floor and realized what was going on, I said, okay, cool. So there's I think it's like the 22nd or 3rd year. So they know what they're doing here. And so there's another one, Memorial Day weekend, 3 days. So it's called the Punk Rock Bowling Festival. So besides 2 stages at this location where it's really cool. You have one stage with the headliners. It's like the bigger stage. And right when they end, there's no break. This smaller stage, but not much smaller, starts. People run over, they run back and forth, but again, it's really hot, so you're not really running around, you're sweating a lot and drinking a lot of liquids, water. They need more water there. So, hint, hint. But there's also these bowling tournaments, but we're not gonna talk about that now. What I thought I'd do is, just to get started, is that on the 3 days, there's headliners, and they're all different, and they're not all punk per se, what most people would define as punk, but they have that, you know, that vibe. So what I thought I'd do is I picked a band for each day, and I'll tell you why I like them and what they're about, and there's a lot more, so we could keep going on, but you know, we only have so much time and I could keep going. So on the first day, on Saturday, the 25th of May, there's a really old school band from back in the day called The Descendants.
They're the headliners.
They're the headliners. So I'm going right now with the headliners for what I consider the headliners for each day. And then we can do the sub bands on some other episodes. So on Saturday, The Descendants.
You consider them to be the headliners, or they are the headliners?
They are the headliners.
Thank you. So
their name are
they're
the big
headliners,
one.
Yes.
Yeah, you go to the poster.
Choose them.
No,
to be the
promoters chose them.
You are talking about the headliners for
Correct.
Each day. Okay.
But they're also some of my favorite bands. All of them are favorite bands.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to put you on the spot here for a second. What you were going to do was pick which day you would go to, but you didn't have enough time.
No, I just, we don't talk about what our episode's going to be.
We set a general plan and then we mix it up, and you're mixing it up.
I'm mixing it up.
But you could mention why you changed course.
This is why I have her, so she keeps me in line. Yeah, I changed
just
course because
I could easily talk about the three headliners.
But not the stuff that I know about them, which is a little bit different.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I know.
Okay, so, and that's what I want you to do. Okay. So I thought, because this is
I don't know much, but I do know something about the Descendants.
The Descendants, but not the other ones. So the Descendants. So first of all, they are considered a hardcore punk band back from SoCal. And they started in 77, so that's sort of my era, and they're still around. What's the unique thing is there is some controversy regarding them. We're not here to talk about that. You know, what they did and what they sung about when they were, young is different, and their philosophies are different now. And a lot of other journalists and everybody else has spoken about that. It's not me. So I'm going to talk about the music. And so they have influence.
We'll see about that, but we'll talk about the music first.
You'll talk about the music. So for example, they were considered one of the most significant punk bands of the 80s. There would be no band such as Pennywise. They've influenced Pennywise, NoFX, The Offspring, to name a few. I'm not going to name the other ones because they're not bands, they're not my bands. But for example, Blink 182 has been heavily, the guitar has been heavily influenced. So you younger listeners, hopefully there's some of you out there, you'd say, okay, I can hear that. The big thing is the lead singer, Milo Ackerman, is a unique character. So you understand most of these bands were formed in high school and for various reasons. And the reason that Milo is unique is that one, there is a character of him, caricature of him that was created by somebody making fun of him because they thought he was a nerd. And it just sort of progressed. And now that is what is this Milo character. If you look at the Descendants, merch, Milo is everywhere. And so that stuck with them. And he's accepted it because it was these things like Milo for president. So they sort of, Milo decided that I'm going to go for it. And they say that, Milo's glasses are the, he wears glasses, like nerds here. So Milo's glasses are like the definition of punk.
I just lifted up the bicycle horn. I was wondering if I could interject with a question.
Yeah.
So you said something very important that I just want to clarify. Because you basically said that there's some controversy, which you left as a mystery. And I respect that, but you're proceeding to give them a very long part of airtime. And I just want to know, one, what the general category of the controversy. And two, your sources that now they are different.
No.
That's what you said.
No, they're not different.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that if you go and research the Descendants, the people that wrote the songs, who are adults now, our ages, will talk about how they wrote lyrics back in the day, misogynist lyrics.
Okay.
Some issues about straight edge. And so straight edge is a whole other, there's questions of straight edge, who's straight edge, who's not straight edge. By the way, they're not straight edge. So that's why it's a whole other subset of a conversation that I'm not qualified to talk about. What I'm saying is I'm talking about their music.
I guess I'm just
and they don't play those songs anymore.
Clear though that,
yeah,
that,
and they don't play those songs anymore.
A general, yeah, I just, yeah. I would be interested in knowing more about it. And it was very, so I will research it on my own and maybe we'll decide if we'll talk about it later
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. And I mean, there's a lot of artists out there that, and I'll mention one a little bit, that had some controversial lyrics.
Sure.
And then don't sing them anymore.
Okay.
Even the Rolling Stones.
You.
No, it's
you
good.
Keep
and
rolling.
The last thing is, for the Descendants, other than what I said, is that there's a lot of punk singers especially, but people in punk that are really smart. So Milo Ackerman has a PhD in biology. The lead singer for Bad Religion has a PhD in, I believe it's geology or something of that nature, and he's a teaching professor. And so there's some really smart, we could have a whole subject about these really smart punk people out there that are educated, have continued on with their educational careers, why fronting bands or being parts of bands. And I just think that's really cool that, you know, they're not a bunch of knuckleheads, you know, slam dancing and in the mosh pit. They're actually doing something with their lives. They're adults now, like us.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm going to get to the next two. There's two.
What about me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Keep me in line, girl. Yeah, so what do you
I don't have much to add. Yes. But last year we sat and listened to every band. I surprised Aaron Legs, as I said, and we listened to every band and we got excited about various bands. So we're talking about doing something similar to that. And we talked yesterday about, you know, sometimes when you're on a piece of content, they're like, keep them on there. Don't let them go. And we want to just say, whatever, if you get an inclination to listen to a song or go for a walk or do something else other than listen to the podcast, go, go, go. So we are talking about maybe as we talk about the Punk Rock Bowling Festival, we could have sections of time where like, okay, pause the podcast, listen to a song. So we're not sure if we're going yet. We're discussing it. And so I wanted to start listening to the bands. And I just went to, I don't know if it's their first album, but it's the first one on Spotify. And I've listened to a song named Descendants, which I thought was very, just very punk message, you know? And I didn't write down the lyrics, but it just seemed like some young punks. And I enjoyed it. And I wasn't completely focused on every lyric. So if there's one that's something that
and there
is
was a melody,
controversial
right?
or bad. Yeah. And yeah. Then the other one, which I thought was going to, on that album, which I thought was going to be, it's, you're going to laugh at this, No FV. And I thought it was going to be No Facebook, but it was probably like too early. No flat beer. We're sober, so we won't be having any beer, flat or otherwise.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a funny song. It probably was a pretty popular song, the No Flat Beer song.
It was.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. That's all I know about the Descendants.
Yeah, they were a really melodic, hardcore punk band. And that was sort of not going on back then. That sort of came on as people got better at their instruments and their...
I would enjoy seeing them, and I'm interested in learning more about them. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're going to have more here, because the next one on Sunday, 26th of May, is a band a lot of you probably have heard of, Devo. We are not men, we are Devo. So the interesting thing about them, they've been around since the early 70s, and there is a lot of history, music history, at Kent State. People don't realize, and we can address that later, but so many musicians came out of Kent State.
Huh.
Like Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders were going to Kent State when the shootings happened. So they were at Kent State, they formed a band, but they were sort of like they do in the UK. They were musicians, but also artists and into movies and so forth. So they formed, they did a movie. Next thing you know, David Bowie finds out about this movie and it's sort of, they won a prize and it caught his attention. But, you know, back then David Bowie was pretty big and he sort of lost his attention. But then what I didn't know in researching this is that Neil Young asked them to be in his film, the 80s film, Human Highway. So this is early on in their career, you know, they're doing all this because their first album came out in 78. And like I said, it's, We Are Not Men, We Are Devo. And their producer was Brian Eno. So anybody into music, Brian Eno is a really famous producer. And that's their first album. And that's how they got started. And I can say that there was a lot of stick on, you know, MTV was big then.
Right.
And, you know, they had that, you know, Whip It thing. But they could play because they combined synthesizers, and electric drums, which I never cared for, but they did it, and guitar. And you know, they did a cover of Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, and they're still going strong. And what I found out later, so I, you know, we both have kids, and as I'm watching the Rugrats on Nickelodeon, all I see, all of a sudden I see going across the screen is Mark Mothersbaugh's name. And he's one of the founding members. And so come to find out, he did all the music for the Rugrats. So any of you out there with kids, you know about the Rugrats. But he also did 4 Wes Anderson films. So they're a little different, you know. So that's what's cool about the Punk Rock Bowling Festival. They're combining hardcore punk with people that have done other things that would be considered having the punk vibe.
Nice.
What do you know anything about Devo?
No, other than that era of early MTV. I remember going to visit my friend who was a year ahead of me in at Chico State, and going to a party, and MTV was on in the room, and that was kind of the early part of MTV. We're aging ourselves, but that's okay. Yeah, so would you consider them punk, or they're ones
I would consider them new wave.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the bands I played in was new wave, really, because we could play our instruments, both of them could, and we had decent lyrics, so there was that fine line there, but nobody had really called it anything yet, mm-hmm. So...
Gotcha.
And people were making a better living being new wave at the time because they were getting on MTV and stuff, and it spurned got all these bands on there. But yeah, and if anybody remembers the very first video ever played on MTV, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Bungles.
Bungles or Bangles?
It's the Bungles.
Bungles.
The Bangles were a women's group from LA.
I'm saying lots of things on this podcast that are really lowering my credibility.
No, because we'll talk about the music that you've turned me on to that's truly amazing.
Okay.
So finally, the final day. And actually, this is my favorite day. If I was going to go, it would be Monday. So we're just going to do one band, and that's Madness. And you know, when you see Madness originally, and again, MTV helped them, they were sort of like this stick band. They were funny and everything, but man, they could write some songs. And you know, their first hit, One Step Beyond in the 80s, you know, that was a big one. But anybody that can write It Must Be Love, that is a really amazingly beautiful song. And these guys are still together. You know, the lead singer Suggs is still singing. I don't know a lot about them post 80s. Because I like ska, and I like reggae, and there's going to be other bands on that day that we'll talk about that fit that realm. And so they were just a really interesting band that took what they had and their uniqueness and made something out of it. And it's going to be a really good show. You know, that if it's anything like Bad Religion last year, it's dark out, sun's coming down, and they start, and it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really fun. And, you know, I just didn't realize they were on Stiff Records, which, you know, they had people like Elvis Costello back then, and that was one of the people that had questionable lyrics back in the day, took some heat for it and stopped. The Damned, and everybody probably remembers Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind. So, and the Pogues, rest in peace, Shane McGowan. So, you know, there's a lot of really good music, and there's about 15,000 people that show up for the day, for the 3 days, and about 500 plus play bowling, and there's a punk rock bowling festival, museum there. They even have, reproduced Pennywise's rehearsal space, garage, whatever they call it, at the Punk Rock Bowling Festival. So you can see
where the museum.
At the museum, sorry. Yeah,
yeah, so, festival.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we wanted to go last year, but we didn't have enough
time. And they have tours there. Yeah, so.
And last year, because it had just opened, they had special tours by some of the punk artists would take you through, kind of give you their take on some of the stuff. It sounds awesome. Good job.
Thank you.
Nice work on that.
Was it okay that I just did, you know, change the format a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So it's always okay, but I just wanted to add that I'd like to, just for us, go through the bands. And so I think it would be fun to do it on the podcast.
I agree.
And one of the things that would be, I think, enjoyable is maybe we can split up the roster and take turns and also maybe pick a song. And then it's kind of like, stop the podcast. This would be a song. And the people could or not. They could you know, yeah, listen to it or not. But I think it would be fun. And we could talk about, yeah, anything that comes up going through.
I'm not jaded, but what I really appreciate is that I found out when we were going to the festival last year that you have actually listened to all the bands, figured out which one you've liked. You've actually been working out to one in particular, and that we're playing them as we're driving. I don't think I've ever done that. I picked the ones I like, the ones I know, you know, and you ended up finding some really interesting bands. The Interrupters were just really an amazing band. And
one of my favorite memories, and can you remember what was on the back of that fellow's t-shirt in front of us?
It had to do, we have it and we can look it up.
So yeah, we'll look it up. One of my favorite memories was the Interrupters with this incredible song, and this really big guy was in front of us just rocking out, and then he had this really cool t-shirt that was benefiting some international group on the back of his t-shirt. And I know that sounds really broad and doesn't make any sense, but it was just the whole feel of and the fact that here was this big kind of macho looking guy,
huge girl
band,
and he knew the words. I'm going, man, that guy knows the words.
I was singing along too, so we were all singing along. And
it had something to do with a group down in, I think, Africa that is being...
Someone being persecuted.
And so it's sort of complicated, the shirt. And we have the information. We'll get it to you in the show notes. But because it's important enough. But the fact that he's sitting there, it's the last guy. The Interrupters is a woman singer, which is awesome. She's running all over, and you know, you just not think the two together. You know, you can't. I know that's a cliche. And then all of a sudden, he's singing right out loud, full on. And normally, I don't always like people singing because their voices are bad. I don't want to hear the real singer. I didn't care. He was like singing. I thought it was really cool.
I didn't hear him singing. I just kind of saw
because he's right in front of me.
Yeah. He was taking. I was looking something up. Did you say he was crowding you in front of you?
Nope, I didn't say that.
No. He wasn't crowding you. He was just sitting in his seat, and he was a big guy.
He's a big guy. I got long legs, so yeah.
Well, the next section is just about life, and it seems kind of funny to talk about this after such a cool subject as the Punk Rock Bowling Festival. But you actually had this idea, I think, that we might have even mentioned it already, that we use these laundry sheets, and we love, you know, we just are trying to do things that are better for the planet, and we're far from perfect, and we have a long way to go. But when you change one thing, you just then can go to the next thing. And about a year ago or so, we started using these laundry sheets. So basically, you're getting rid of all of the plastic in the bottle, and that also has all of this water, and so you get a much better value by buying these little sheets. And this is a podcast, so you're not going to be able to see it, but I'm not going to open this up, it'll be too noisy. But we've been using Earth Breeze. We don't have any paid advertisers, so this isn't something we're doing because we get paid, but they're great and they're easy. And then we also use, they have dishwasher pebbles, they're called power pebbles. And so you just have a cardboard box rather than a plastic container of dishwasher things. Then the little pods are really easy, and they're power pebbles by Earth Breeze. And I got these because I bought the laundry sheets, and it popped up as trying it out, and we tried it out. They have a special
deal.
It's
really cool. Yeah. And I guess every purchase donates 10 meals. We'll figure out what that means, but...
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what it means. Okay. I know very exciting after talking about all the punk rock bands.
Yes,
but I wanted to say we had used a different company, then it expired, and I just wanted to say, do not use Clinomic. clean Amic. They call you up on the phone. They send you a million messages. They text you. They have people calling you, and
you say,
I'm not going to buy that now, and you'll hear from them the next day. So I don't really like saying don't buy something, but in this case, I really need to say it since we're recommending these laundry sheets. And I did look up to see if anyone had kind of reviewed all of them, and there's a website called caringconsumer.com, and she did that, and she went through all of them, and we'll put the link in the show notes of all the different ones. And she found that Earth Breeze, she found they were the most ecological, they helped the most people. She says they're good for sensitive skin, they work well with all machines, they're 100% eco-friendly formula, they're 100% cruelty-free and come in zero-waste packaging. And then the other thing that they do, which Erin was mentioning, they donate 10 sheets to charity, homeless shelters, women's shelters, veterans organizations, disaster relief and animal shelters. And with every purchase, you can choose which of those it's going to go to. They also have volunteers that spend time, you know, doing volunteer things, and they donate 1% for the planet as part of that, 1% for the planet, and they're 100% carbon neutral. So
I just learned something.
Yeah, so they seem pretty cool. The sheets come in. Okay, this is going to be a little noisy on the podcast, but we're just going to open it up. They're basically, you've probably seen them, but if you haven't, we describe it for the podcast. I would say they're probably about 5 inches by 6 inches, and everything comes in paper that's recyclable. And I'm opening up the little package, and then the sheets look like this. They're white and thin and soft, and they just dissolve in the washer.
And you can tear them if you want.
If you only need half, or you need one and a half if something's extra dirty. Yeah. And that sounded really nerdy and like...
No, because you know what? Their 30-second advert on TV doesn't say what you just said. And it's just some guy talking about it. But when you know people are buying these big jugs of laundry detergent, all that plastic, all those petrochemicals, making that jug that's filling up what that is with a whole bunch of water, it's just not, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's just, it's really, if more people knew about this, I would bet people would go, if they knew about it, they would, and everything they do, they'd go for it. They don't want to be lugging that thing around, and every time they have to go and recycle it or don't recycle it, it's going to landfill.
Yeah, and it you can get it on a subscription. So I would think the one thing I would question, like, I would prefer to buy this at the market so you're not having something shipped, but it comes in paper, and we'll just hopefully, if it becomes popular enough, it will be in the stores.
Yeah, I looked for it, and I didn't. It's a little confusing on the on their ads that it can't be got, you can't find it, or not in the supermarkets that I've been to. So hint, hint, guys, go out and try to get into convince these people to get your stuff in there, because it's really good.
Okay. How's that?
I think we did it.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Punk Farm.
Love life.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
See you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Roger's pony down life's lane, searching for the wild of all the pain he knows.
Thank you for listening to the Legs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to get notified of new episodes. We'd love to have you as part of the Legs and Lizzie family. It really helps us if you also leave a review.
You can support the podcast by becoming a Legs and Lizzie patron at patreon.com. Just search Legs and Lizzie. You can become a member for as little as $5 a month. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, make stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much. We just need each other.
There's a falling in the pouring rain. Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain, he knows it'll never be the same. His old black dog just tags along and listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. On and on they go. Oh, strangers cry, lonelier than pissed out wine. There's no wonder why he's bound to drift along. To the heavens, his only friend alone. On the widest train he's riding, so damn few of all. There's Jensen weed and tumbleweed. Join the party, join the crowd. Let the hyena circling laugh out loud. There ain't no way. Lord knows he had his day. Poor strangers cry. This old world, she goes round and round. Damn little good within it, he has found. She's a sad, sad song. The joke goes on and on. From the dust, dust he returns. Happen, let them fight.